This is Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner, and on this month's program, we're going to be talking with Dave Ross, who is a hospice liaison and facility outreach. And Dave, welcome into the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you do in regards with hospice of being a facility outreach.
Yeah. So basically what I do is relationship management. So we partner with a lot of assisted livings and skilled nursing facilities within our service area. So just making sure that the level of care, communication, that we're supporting them and their families and just serving the community the best that we can.
Yeah. And there's a lot that goes into that, isn't there, Dave?
Yeah, there is a lot that goes into it. You have the families that you're trying to coordinate with, the facilities that you're trying to coordinate with, especially with hospitals and timely discharges. So, yeah, just making sure that we're communicating, providing all the services that they need, and that we're there when they need us to serve the community.
And which I always is very grateful about with Hospice of Illinois is having that person and to help guide you through all this, because for everybody, this is brand new territory. And to have someone like you just saying, okay, you know, we need to do this and this and this to help guide them through the situation.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our disciplinary teams interact with the families on a day-to-day basis, providing, you know, answers to any questions that they may have. And, you know, a big thing that we do is allow them to be family members. You know, by bringing our services in, you know, we're able to be the caregivers and allow family members to step back from that family, that caregiving role, mm-hmm. and really be a son, daughter, grandchild, niece, nephew, et cetera,
right.
and fall into that role and allow us to care so that they can focus on being with their loved one.
And it's always better to contact hospice sooner than later, right, Dave?
It is. We've never heard from anybody that they wish that they would have waited longer to reach out to us. And it's never too soon with our admissions department. If they don't quite meet the criteria for hospice, we continue to do follow-ups with them. Some patients we followed for years, you know, just providing support, answering questions, and then being there when the time is right for hospice to come and play a role.
Also to bring into the what you do there at Hospice of Illinois is that you are now have a buddy with you, a therapy dog.
Yeah. Through some unexpected circumstances, I was able to rescue a dog from the Illinois Humane Society on one of my visits to Hampton Manor and Adrian. And I've since gotten him certified as a therapy dog, and now he goes into all the facilities with me. And it's just amazing what he does, not only for the residents, but also the clinicians and the staff that are providing support in those facilities. He's able to brighten up a lot of people's days and bring back some memories of dogs that they used to have.
Oh, I bet. And it's probably a game changer for you in a lot of situations too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice icebreaker, especially sometimes in memory care. You know, we're really able to see somebody that is, you know, not so alert and maybe having a difficult time. And it's amazing when you bring a therapy animal into the picture, how it's just almost like a switch that flips and they brighten up, they smile, they're communicating, and they're remembering stories that they had of pets that they had previously.
What type of a dog is your therapy dog?
He is a pit bull.
Okay. And what's his name?
Apollo.
Apollo, I like that.
Yeah, he's 6 years old, and he's been a therapy dog going on for 6 months now.
Great. You know, it's, again, another situation, another service that Hospice of Illinois is able to provide and give such care to people that are entering the hospice care there at Hospice of Illinois, Dave. And thank you so much for all what you do.
It's a pleasure. It's a privilege, honestly. I mean, our mission, you know, you have to have the heart and the focus. And
yeah.
That's what's amazing about all of our staff is everybody truly embraces and embodies the mission of serving this community.
Now, if they'd like to get more information or to make contact with Hospice of Illinois, what's the best way to do that, Dave?
Call us anytime, 517-263-2323.
All right. Dave Ross, thank you so much for being on the program this month.
Thank you so much.
This has been Hospice Heartbeat. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.